Welcome to today's Vrenchkat Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to recap the latest Pella School Board meeting. A lot of things continuing at the board in terms of cleaning things up at the end of the fiscal year. We'll talk about that here in just a second, but one of the bigger provisions was also something kind of leading into next year that had to do with the budget, or at least the discussion. That was class size, and the board formally approved a class size policy for the elementary kids K through 5. What kind of led to the policy, and what are some of the provisions that parents might notice when they're signing up their kids for registration this summer?
It was important for us to be able to quantify kind of a predictable class size depending upon how many students enrolled in a certain grade level. And so obviously our area that's always the most unknown, the most unpredictable is kindergarten, because we get some of those enrollments even yet into the summer. And yet most of our other grades, kindergarten to first, first to second, second to third, third to fourth, those are going to be pretty predictable because those class sizes vary not as much from one year to the next. So once you have a grade level kind of established as to their number, the variance is just a very few kids. But there's times where we have students move in, and so we wanted to have a policy that our teachers could see, that our parents could see, knowing that what we're predicting, the number of sections we would have based upon the enrollment in any one grade level. So it varies. We want to keep the lower elementary the smallest. So our class sizes in elementary, lower elementary, will vary from about 18s to the about 20, 22 range. Then when you get to kind of mid-elementary range, you go from kind of 22 to 24. When you get more upper elementary, you're in more of that 24 to 26 range. And really trying to make sure that we have a policy that is predictable. We always look at families. We want to make sure families stay together. So if they're in one building, we would like them to stay in one building so we don't have to separate families. So there's some of those things that make it a little bit of a challenge. And then based upon where you live in the community for Madison or Lincoln, we've tried to make that fairly predictable too. So, but there's times where we have to ask parents to have their children attend a different school based upon where they actually live. So we just want to have a policy that makes sense. And in the end, I think we got that with this policy.
The board, as we mentioned, budget also made a change to last fiscal year. A lot of organizations do this. The city of Pella did this earlier this year. In fact, when it comes to the end of the year, there's a couple of amendments that are typically made, either plus or minus. On the surface, a fairly expensive amendment this time for the Pella School Board, but ultimately what was approved. And what does that really mean to change that budget at the end of the year?
An amended budget just is really looking at our statutory limits that the board set actually March of 2015. So the budget year is always approved like a year and 3 or 4 months ahead of time. And so when you're trying to make a budget prediction, you're going to use the best information you have. But for us, some of the numbers that are kind of unpredictable are like construction numbers. Depending upon the speed that construction gets completed, how fast it gets done, we may be paying off contracts sooner or later, depending upon how all those projects get completed. So we have to amend the budget to make sure we have enough authority to be able to spend what we need to spend for those contracts that come due. So that's probably the biggest one. Most of our other expenditures are fairly predictable. Instructional expenditures with staff is pretty predictable. We know pretty much what those are going to look like. But the construction one is probably our big X factor right now and kind of drives the reason for us to need to amend that budget.
And you mentioned contracts. The last of the contracts being approved, of course, is your contract. It's always reviewed separately from other places in an exempt session, I should say, by the school board. And there's a couple of review processes at different meetings throughout the year. Ultimately, when it looks what your contract is going to look like coming up, how is that different? And ultimately, what does it mean moving forward?
So my contract, it's reviewed each year. I'm actually on a 3-year contract. It kind of rolls forward. So each year, my contract rolls forward for another 3 years. And really what that means is that they set the annual percentage change. If there's any other language changes or things like that the board would like to see added to that contract, or I would like to see added, we kind of negotiate that. I'm not anticipating much changes in terms of language changes. It's really just setting that overall salary for the next year. The board does my annual review each year in January, and they completed that, and that was completed satisfactorily. So in the end, it's just setting kind of what your salary is going to look like and any other language that the board might want to change.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.